Les colloques du Collège de France.
Hi everyone, I'm super happy to be here today in this really exciting X chromosome inactivation meeting. A huge thank to the organizer, Claire and Edith, for the invitation. So today my talk will focus on the mechanisms that aim to preserve epigenetic memory of the active and inactive X chromosome through cell division, and in particular at mitosis. So the main question I'm interested in is how cell identity and epigenetic memory are preserved through cell division. The chromatin state and the gene transcription program that are very well characterized in interphase are faithfully transmitted from mother to daughter cells as they divide. During mitosis, the chromatin undergoes extensive changes. The transcription is mainly reduced. The chromosomes highly condense. The nuclear membrane breaks down. And although many DNA-associated factors are displaced from this mitotic chromosome, some remain bound and serve to bookmark the genome and serve and help to reinstate the gene transcription program in the daughter cells. So to tackle this question, we have developed novel approaches that allow us to quantitatively assess the repertoire of proteins that remain bound to mitotic chromosomes and test their functional relevance. So this method consists of isolating native mitotic chromosomes using flow cytometry and submit them directly to high-throughput mass spectrometry. It was really important to do that to develop native method as it has been shown that fixatives such as PFA artificially displace factors from mitotic chromatin. So by performing the proteomics on highly purified mitotic chromosomes at the same time as mitotic lysate, this enables us to identify and discriminate the factors that are enriched on mitotic chromosomes. So these factors include several pluripotency transcription factors, such as SOX2 and the previously well-described bookmarking factor ESSRB. And one of the most striking results of this study was that many, if not all, chromatin repressors were highly enriched on mitotic chromosome. So to test the functional relevance of these chromatin repressors, we isolated chromosomes from different chromatin repressors mutant, including DNA methylation mutant and PRC2 H3K27 trimethylation mutant. And all the chromosomes isolated from this mutant show consistently decompacted mitotic chromosomes, which means that these chromatin repressors still maintain somehow a compaction role during mitosis. However, there was one exception to this rule, and this is the cells that are deficient in H3K9 trimethylation. So the trimethylation of H3K9 is, of course, one of the initial steps in the formation of heterochromatin, so it's really important chromatin repressor in cell. So the trimethylation is catalyzed mainly by CYP39H. So as I mentioned, many H3K9 trimethylation enzyme are highly enriched on mitotic chromosomes, both at the pluripotent stage, but also in differentiated cells. The mitotic chromosomes that are deficient in H3K9 trimethylation show unexpectedly overcompact mitotic chromosomes, and this overcompaction is also associated with a loss of their ability to sustain mitotic bookmarking, such as by the transcription factor ESSRB. So this study suggested that H3K9 trimethylation is critical for sustaining mitotic chromosome structure and also mitotic bookmarking, but more importantly, it highlights the importance of underlying chromatin state in conveying epigenetic and cellular memory. So another big question that we wanted to address using this tool, and actually it was even the purpose of developing these tools, was to study the epigenetic memory of X chromosome inactivation. So as you know, X chromosome inactivation is really the paradigm of epigenetic memory. I'm not going in the detail because we saw that many times. So just to place the question, so we know that the active and inactive X chromosome display really distinct chromatin state during interphase with the active chromosome having a more open chromatin state, while the inactive X chromosome show a very compact and heterochromatinized structure that is often localized to the nuclear lamina called the barbody. So in interphase, they have very different structure. However, in mitosis, it still remains unclear whether they maintain a different compaction or structure. And what are the factors that are linked to the active and inactive X chromosomes that help to reestablish this structure? So X chromosome hosts a large number of immune and inflammatory-related genes. So we thought that lymphocytes could be a relevant model to address this question. So as a first approach to identify factors that are potentially enriched on the inactive X chromosome, we isolated X chromosome from female and male pre-B cell lines. And we compared their mitotic proteome. And the rationale for this was that the female X chromosome contained a mixture of active and inactive X chromosome, 50-50%, while the male X chromosomes contain 100% of active X chromosome. So any differences should be attributed to the inactive X chromosome. And we also used a proteomics of an autosome, chromosome 19, in order to exclude the differences between male and female, and also cell line differences. So for this study, we used a female and a male pre-B cell lines that were derived from littermates, so genetically as close as possible. And there was two things that we really wanted, is that this we needed a cell line that has a very stable karyotype in terms of X chromosome and also in terms of all the other chromosomes, and a stable X chromosome inactivation. So as you can see here, our female pre-B cell line, 100% have two X chromosomes, while the male has only one X chromosome. And all the female B cells show one barbody, as shown here by EXIST and H3K27 trimethylation staining. And as Neil said this morning, and it has been shown several times, it's important to keep that in mind, is that EXIST starts to dissociate at the entry of mitosis and is completely gone at anaphase. So this is the result of the proteomics. You could see that male X chromosome show an enrichment in macro H2A, which was quite encouraging. While if we compare male and female chromosome 19, macro H2A doesn't change. So for EXIST attracting factors, as it's still they are EXIST is still expressed at the entry of mitosis. We could see several EXIST attracting partners enriched on the female X chromosome. However, we could see exactly the same enrichment in the female chromosome 19, which suggests that this retention of EXIST partners are not X chromosome specific, but are more related to female-to-male differences and the abundance of these factors in the two different cell lines. So we did all sorts of comparison of the this proteomics data in order to identify the protein that were solely enriched on the female X or the male X. But to cut a long story short, we concluded that the heterogeneity of the female X that contain active and inactive, plus the heterogeneity of the mouse pre-B cell lines, were covering too much for the proteomic differences between the active and inactive X chromosome. So we really needed to find a way to separate the active and inactive X chromosome and directly identify their chromosome-bound factors. So to isolate active and inactive X chromosome from the same female cell line, we refined the chromosome sorting strategy and added one additional step, that is a staining with a directly coupled H3K27 trimethylation antibody. And this allows us to see distinguish two different peaks based on H3K27 trimethylation after gating on chromosome X. One that peak that is H3K27 low, which is potentially the active X chromosome, and one peak that is high, which is potentially the inactive X chromosomes, while male X chromosome, for example, show only one peak that is H3K27 low. So to validate the XI and XA sort, we performed a DNA methylation analysis at X-linked genes. And so you can see that the potential inactive X chromosome is highly methylated at two different X-linked genes, while the active X chromosome remains unmethylated. For exist is the opposite, of course, because it's expressed from the inactive X. So it's unmethylated on the inactive and highly methylated on the active. And this is just a control gene, an escapee that show a low methylation on both alleles. So once we validated the sort, we really wanted to know whether the compaction of the inactive X chromosome was still different at mitosis. And as you can see here, the female inactive X chromosome show a much smaller and much more compact compared to the female X or the male X chromosome, while for example, for the autosome 19, it's similar between male and female, which means that the inactive X chromosome still maintain a more compact chromatin state at mitosis. So then we performed finally the proteomics on the active and inactive X chromosome. First, we were very happy to recover a very decent number of protein hits. And we can see, for example, that macroHA is highly enriched on the chromosome, on the inactive X chromosome, which is expected. And we didn't see any enrichment for polycomb protein, for example, or exist RNA binding protein on the inactive X chromosome, which in a way reaffirm the finding of the male to female comparison we did in the first place. One of the most striking signatures that we had in this proteomic data was that several histone acetyltransferases, HATs, were enriched on the active X chromosome. So several of these components belongs to two main HATs complex, HBO1 complex, which catalyzes the histone lysine 9 and 14 acetylation, and the MOF MSL complex, which catalyzes the H4K16 acetylation. So from the same set of the proteomics data, we wanted to know whether we could recover some histone acetylation. And indeed, we could. And we saw that several histone acetylation were higher in the active X chromosomes compared to the inactive X chromosome. And several of these histone modifications belong to these two complexes. So to study the impact of these HAT complexes, we first treated a female pre-B-cell line with CAT7 inhibitor, so HBO1 inhibitor. And this leads to a decrease of, it's quite a specific inhibitor, so it really leads to a specific decrease of H3K14 acetylation. And the inhibition of HBO1 didn't change the H3K27 trimethylation profile, but we could see a clear decrease of the size of the active X chromosome. So in the case of HBO1 inhibition, we cannot see any difference between the active and inactive X chromosome. We did the same this time to assess the role of the MOF MSL complex, and we isolated X chromosome from MEF MSL knockout. So in this case, we used MEF as the pre-B cells didn't survive. And we could see that in the case of the loss of MSL2, we couldn't distinguish anymore the active and inactive X chromosome based on K27 trimethylation. And the size of the X chromosome was generally decreased. But this is a constitutive knockout, so we did the same with an inducible MOF knockout, and we could exactly again see the same thing. So we concluded that the MSL MOF complex sustained the differential size and the H3K9 trimethylation marking of the XI and XA during mitosis. And this highlighted the role of acetylation in preserving the chromatin properties of female X chromosomes during cell division. So now the next step is to look at the X chromosome inactivation in human B lymphocyte, and we want to switch to human because it's a better model to study the role of this X chromosome inactivation mitotic memory on the X-linked immune gene dosage and how it relates to sex-biased immune response. So we recently developed these techniques in human lymphocytes, which was slightly more challenging as this time the X chromosome is in the middle. But as you can see, we can separate the active and inactive X chromosome. So now the idea is to identify their chromatin-bound factors and their role in conveying mitotic memory. So most of this work has been done in the lab of Mandy Fisher, who has been really always very supportive. And I'm very grateful for all these 7 years. And the X chromosome study was done with a really excellent PhD student, Sherry. It's all this work was possible due to really fantastic collaboration. And special thank for Neil Brockler's lab, who helped a lot during all these 7 years, because this started actually a long time ago. So thank you. Thank you for your attention, and I'm happy to take questions.
Collège de France, le savoir en illimité. Retrouvez tous nos contenus audio et vidéo sur notre site collège-de-france.fr, les plateformes de podcast et nos chaînes YouTube.